Western Australia is making a case to abolish the Commonwealth Grants Commission, which decides how GST revenue is distributed. WA's Treasurer Mike Nahan is meeting state and federal counterparts and campaigning for his state to receive a top-up to make up for the huge drop in iron ore prices. But the other states are showing no interest in helping out, prompting Mr. Nahan to call for the Grants Commission to be scrapped. The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, has called on them to sort it out like adults. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
Joe Hockey's hosting today's meeting, with many fresh faces attending following recent changes of government and reshuffles.
In particular, can I welcome the many new treasurers since our last meeting. Gladys Berejiklian from New South Wales, Tim Pallas from Victoria, Curtis Pitt from Queensland, and Peter Goodwin from Tasmania.
But the agenda item causing most fuss is far from fresh. It's the question of GST distribution. WA's Treasurer Mike Nahan says his state has had phenomenal growth over the last 5 years and has shared the benefits of that with smaller states like Tasmania and South Australia. But he argues now it's been hit hard by iron ore prices dropping from $100 a tonne a year ago to $47. So he says WA isn't getting the revenue it expected and shouldn't be expected to give as much to other states.
We ask them to look at the large picture, look at the long haul, don't be greedy in the short term, and think about the nation as well as their state. This is testing the strength of our federation. And I and my colleagues in Western Australia, as well as South Australia and Tasmania, are strongly committed to the Federation. But if the systems, the institution of federalism can't adjust to a precipitous drop in our one state's revenue, the states that have been driving all the revenue, then something's wrong. So we simply will pull back, not in a petulant manner, but in a thoughtful manner, and argue for removing the Grants Commission process altogether. And I think we will have a great deal of support from the larger states of Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria. And that's what we'll be doing. Just if the system doesn't work, get rid of it.
He says instead funding should simply be distributed according to the number of people in a state.
And I might add, if we move to a per capita, Western Australia will get about $4 billion more a year. And Tasmania and South Australia will lose commensurately. They have to think about where we will go if they don't go with the flow.
Making a threat the right way to go about negotiations?
It's not a threat. It's just that we're facing a situation where the institutions of federalism are simply failing.
There's broad sympathy from the federal government. The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, says WA is facing a tough situation.
The share of GST going back to Western Australia has been going down and down and down. Under the Commonwealth Grants Commission funding formula, and just now a diminishing share of the GST is coupled with the shock of dramatically reducing iron ore royalties. So I can fully understand Western Australia's problem.
The Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, who's the most senior government figure from WA, is even more sympathetic.
In the interests of our federation, I believe that the states need to come up with a much fairer outcome for all states.
Mr. Abbott, though, has a blunt message for the treasurers at today's gathering.
If the states are not happy with the distribution formula, this is something that they need to be able to sit down and sort out amongst themselves like responsible adult governments.
There are a few signs they will reach a deal. South Australia's Tom Koutsantonis rejects WA's call for extra help to compensate for the fall in iron ore prices.
The request by Western Australia is fundamentally unfair. My personal views, and that of I think the majority of the Federation, are that Western Australia, for a large portion of its existence, has been subsidised by the rest of the country. They're a prosperous state. They've got economic growth. They've got low unemployment. They've got massive investment in minerals. And now they're asking for the rules to be changed for 1 year. It's just unfair. And quite frankly, I don't think any of the states are going to accept it. Western Australia don't have a revenue problem. They've got a spending problem. Their spending per capita has been growing by 7% per annum over the last 3 years, while South Australia has been growing by less than 1% per annum. If Colin Barnett and Mike Nahan can't control their spending, that's not the problem with the rest of the country. They need to get a count of their own house, get their own house in order, before they request the rest of the country subsidise their profligate spending.
And Mr Koutsantonis has lashed out at WA's call to scrap the Grants Commission.
I mean, they're happy to be beneficiaries, but when it changes, they want to change the rules completely.
Tasmania's Liberal Treasurer Peter Gutwin is also rejecting Mr Nahan's bid for help.
From Tasmania's perspective, the GST shouldn't be used as a balancing item to assist a state to fix their budget.
Mr Hockey says he expects the GST discussion to be lengthy today, but the meeting will also touch on other economic issues. Mr Hockey's told the Treasurers the national economy is improving, but patchy in certain places.
Political correspondent Louise Yaxley.